Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Today in Business from Wired.
Gummy bears and candy bars are casualties of the pandemic. Shopping online means fewer unplanned purchases. But manufacturers and retailers are testing tactics to bring impulse buying to the web. By Ariane Marshall. Standing in line to pay at a grocery store, you're in an optimized selling environment, carefully fashioned by marketers and retailers. That's where the pushers put the impulse buys: gum, mints, chocolate bars, gummy bears, sodas, snack bars. They're the kinds of products that when you walk into the store, you're not planning to buy, but stand in line for a few minutes and you feel that familiar twinge of want. Suddenly you're heading out with a few sticks of spearmint gum and a Baby Ruth. But over the past year, fewer people have been standing in line to pay at the grocery store, or anywhere, really. One recent survey found that 61% of consumers are doing more grocery shopping online now than before the COVID-19 pandemic. That means fewer impulse buys. In fact, some of the weirdest casualties of the pandemic have been gum and breath mints. North American sales of gum fell 14% by volume last year, and mints by 15% compared with 2019, according to the market research firm Euromonitor. It's probably the most affected area in 2020, says Jared Corton, a senior analyst at the firm who observes the snacking industry. It doesn't help the makers of breath freshening products that less socializing with strangers means less need for fresh breath. More people are returning to stores as lockdowns have lifted and vaccinated Americans feel comfortable resuming some semblance of their normal lives. But industry insiders expect some to stick with the internet for their weekly shop. The pandemic hastened the world's pivot to online shopping by 3 to 5 years, says David Nolan, vice president of Shopper Insight at the Hershey Company, which makes Breath Savers mints and icebreakers and bubble yum gum, as well as many candy bars. In general, impulse thrives online. Your browser or smartphone can save your credit card information so that a purchase is just a few clicks or taps. With no cash involved or even a symbolic plastic swipe, spending on the internet doesn't always feel real. Tech marketers like to talk about frictionless payments, but impulse buys thrive in moments of friction. More dwell time spent at the sandwich counter or the pharmacy section or in line for the self-checkout means more time pondering the colorful items displayed there. Things you don't need, but things you want right now. In fact, impulse buys are almost antithetical to online shopping. If you want a candy bar, you want it immediately. Not in the 2 days it'll take Amazon to prime it to you. The industry knows impulse buying is a big question, says Corton of Euromonitor. Manufacturers can, and do, change the size of their packaging. Megapacks for gum, for example, have taken off in the past year. But a single pack has a higher profit margin. A lot of the manufacturers that have relied on impulse in the past, they're trying to suss out, what do we do next? Where can we reach consumers impulsively in these new shopping habits? With great change comes great experimentation, and that's what some of the country's gum and candy makers have been doing since the pandemic began. For one, they've recognized that impulse buys are changing. For years, they've known that the traditional front-of-store setup is under threat, both from online shopping and self-checkout lines. And it's not that people skipped snacking during the pandemic. Far from it. Cookies and ice cream, which can be consumed in front of a TV screen or during a family game night, are doing just fine. Both Mars Wrigley and Hershey noted a jump in bulk gum purchases among people playing video games. Fruit-flavored gum and bubble gum also did okay last year. Perhaps, Nolan ventures, it's because parents use the stuff to keep Zoom-addled kids awake in online classes, what he calls mouth entertainment. Snack manufacturers have also turned to digital and ad-based tricks to encourage impulse buys. Food brands have upped their digital advertising during the pandemic and are now running ads at grocers' websites, as well as on delivery services like Instacart. Manufacturers and retailers are using data collection on shoppers' past purchase and dietary preferences to offer up complementary products like marshmallows and chocolate bars to accompany graham crackers. S'mores, anyone? Some have paid for promotions that, for example, tell shoppers they're just a few dollars away from free delivery. Would they like to add a bag of chips or a pack of gum? It becomes really important to make sure that we remind people about those products as they navigate their shopping experience, both online and in the store, says Shaf Lalani, the vice president of strategic demand leadership at Mars Wrigley, which turns out gum and mint brands like Orbit, Extra, Altoids, Lifesavers, and Hubba Bubba. In February, the company announced an experiment with a shop right in Monroe, New York. It loosed a robot named Smiley at the grocery store, which sang, danced, and offered people M&Ms, Skittles, and packs of extra gum as they shopped. The goal? Make every moment in a grocery store an impulse buy moment. Hershey is experimenting with an Add a Hershey's button at the end of the ordering experience. It's also working with other manufacturers to, for example, find easy and frictionless ways to add a quick snack to curbside deliveries. The company's data shows that even if customers order their groceries for curbside pickup, 50% will actually go into the store anyway, and 70% of those people will grab at least one unplanned item. There is one event that promises to trap plenty of Americans in grocery stores and pharmacies and give them plenty of time to consider a candy bar: the vaccine rollout. Those being vaccinated against COVID-19 are generally asked to stick around for 10 to 15 minutes to make sure they don't have an adverse reaction. To the makers of impulse buy products, that's time and friction. Built-in dwell time for them to walk around the store and buy an impulse item, says Nolan. Who wouldn't want to celebrate their personal end to the pandemic with a pack of mints or Twizzlers? And here's the best part. Most people have to do it twice.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.